A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's now 5 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 23rd day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Well, things are looking good on our roadways so far this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's coronavirus spike. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Utah County Health Department has issued a countywide mask mandate, effective immediately.
Behavior is what needs to change to make this work.
Provo and Orem have been singled out. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, the Utah County Health Department and Utah County Commission issued the public mask mandate and a statement together late last night. This mandate lasts till October 20th unless they renew it. They say if the recent trajectory of cases were to continue, the healthcare system's capacity could be at risk. But Commissioner Bill Lee opposes the mandate and did not sign the letter. The public health order gives exemptions for children under 5 years old and those with conditions making them unable to wear a mask. You also don't need to wear a mask while eating at a restaurant or while exercising. The state health department says coronavirus cases in Utah County grew by 81% in the last week, and Provo and Orem made up the majority of that. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Our live team coverage continues with KSL TV's Matt Rascone, who reports a large percentage of the recent COVID-19 cases are associated with BYU and UVU.
BYU's weekly total has jumped from 76 reported week one to 467 cases reported last week, while UVU has gone from around 20 cases to 62 reported last week. The presidents of both universities sent a joint letter to students urging them to change behavior or they could be forced to close campus.
Meanwhile, Provo will be launching a $100,000 campaign to get college students to mask up. Mayor Michelle Cafusi says they're trying something different because young people are driving a major spike in coronavirus cases.
The mandate was in place prior to the students coming. Even with the mandate, the numbers have gone through the roof. So something I think we've all learned is the students don't really care about a mandate.
Students will be writing social media ads and coming up with other ways to get classmates to wear a mask.
Mourners line up to honor a justice known simply as RBG. Our top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lies in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court this morning through tomorrow. Senator Patrick Leahy paid tribute yesterday.
She spoke quietly yet confidently, piercing through dense legal arguments with moral clarity.
Justice Ginsburg becomes the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday. Democrats now citing the claim from Justice Ginsburg's granddaughter that her dying wish was she not be replaced until the next president has been installed. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer:
we should honor her dying wish.
But Republicans are skeptical about that claim and it has no legal basis. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf faces a Senate confirmation hearing this morning, likely to face questions about the response to recent protests.
Today, the department is resisting the civil unrest that is gripping certain cities across the country.
He's been acting head of DHS since last November, and the U.S. House approving a continuing resolution to fund the government through December yesterday, sending it to the Senate for expected passage. A deal was reached with the Democrats getting $8 billion in food assistance, Republicans getting continued aid to farmers. The last time Congress passed an actual budget, 1996. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Vice President Mike Pence is back in Washington this morning after a bird strike forced Air Force Two to return to New Hampshire shortly after takeoff. The bird strike was captured on video on the ground. Nobody was hurt and nobody appeared to be in danger. Air Force Two turned around and landed again, and Vice President Pence rode a cargo plane back to Washington instead.
The leader of the Utah Task Force One says he's amazed at the kindness of the victims of the Oregon wildfires.
Wade Russell says he thought they might be unwelcome as they looked for bodies and surveyed damage in what used to be people's homes. But he says he found the opposite.
We have quite a few really, really positive interactions.
Russell recalls a distraught elderly man who didn't care that he had just lost everything, except he couldn't find his wife's urn.
This team dropped what they were doing. They immediately engaged with him. They found out where he thought they were, continued to work for about an hour till they found the urn.
He thinks his team may have now formed a relationship with the man.
They have been in contact with him every single day since. He can't say thank you enough.
Russell says his team of 80 all returned home healthy. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Only two more days of above-average temperatures for the Wasatch Front.
If we're looking for more of that fall-like weather, now that fall is officially here, let's just give it a couple of days. By Friday, we start with highs only in the 70s, and we're going to keep that going through the weekend and into early next week, and those morning temperatures are going to drop as well.
Grant says temperatures are going to be in the upper 80s today and tomorrow before falling into the 70s for the rest of the seven-day forecast.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.